Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
The following segment is from the off-day debrief on the SB Nation NFL show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
All right, BLG, you have been in the lab. You have been working, tinkering, formulating, and now you have the Week 13 power rankings. They are up on bleedinggreennation.com. You should definitely go and check those out. Speaking of teams that needed to instill some confidence in their fans, the Buffalo Bills. Every time I thought they were getting on track this season, they seemed to have let me down. But here they go. They take care of New Orleans in a huge way on Thanksgiving. You said it earlier. Good teams crush really, really bad teams. And the Bills crush the Saints on Thanksgiving. Is your faith renewed in Buffalo?
Have you ever not like watched the game stats? And obviously the answer to this question is yes. But then like kind of seen, you know, people live tweeting about it. And then you check the score and like the score doesn't match up with like the impression of the game. Because that's kind of happened to me at first for this Bills game before I was checking in. Like I saw some Bills people I follow were like, it made it sound like the Bills were like down 20 points. Like they weren't playing their sharpest football, at least out of the gate. And ultimately, you know, they got this big win and they took advantage of a reeling Saints team. So, you know, good for them or good on them for that. But it's all about the next game for them. Like, again, big, big Monday night football matchup against the Patriots. Again, this is like determining, can they actually get the division back or honestly, might they miss the playoffs entirely? I don't think that's the most likely thing right now, but it's a very competitive AFC, so you can't rule that out. I think it's all about this next game. I don't really care what they did as much against New Orleans as much as, you know, it's going to be up next for them.
Patriots, Bucks, Panthers, Patriots. That's the next four games for the Bills. So this is a little bit of a stretch here. And do you think, see, because I have heard people say like, oh, there's a New England's going to give the feeling of like, oh, here we go again. But I think that's a little bit mitigated because Brady's not there. Like if Brady was still there, then I think that people would be worried about that. But the fact that it's Mac Jones, totally different quarterback, I don't know if the Bills are going to be dealing with those demons. I don't think that they go into that game against New England like, uh-oh, it's the big bad Patriots. I think they look at it honestly like, hey, the Patriots have to play us.
What if it's like, though, you know, they lose to Mac Jones and it's like, oh, man, like Brady owned us and now Mac Jones is going to own us, too. And it's like in their it's in their heads.
Yeah, I mean, we'll definitely find out a lot more about them. I'll definitely feel like I have a firmer grasp on what Sean McDermott is as a head coach because I have been singing his praises before this year. But the inconsistency that Buffalo has shown has really caused me to question them at times. So we'll see if McDermott can pull it out there for the Bills.
You can hear the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL show wherever you get your podcasts.